The Inflation Reduction Act, signed today by President Joe Biden, put billions of dollars towards an array of issues, including climate change. Some of those funds, of course, making their way to Bay Area tech companies specializing in the environment. For more on this, we are joined live now on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Stefan Lassiter, Policy Director at Sunrun, a Bay Area solar energy service provider and the recipient of some of those funds. Thank you so much for joining us, Stephen. So what will this money do for Sunrun?
Yeah, I think honestly the better question I think is what will it do for Americans across the country and clean energy access? And the answer is that it provides long-term predictability and savings for American families. And the form in terms of solar and home batteries, two tax credits have been extended for 10 years that had already begun to phase out and unfortunately put solar further out of reach of low-income and middle-class Americans. But thanks to the Inflation Reduction Act, those tax credits have now been continued for 10 years. They will continue to save American families money on their monthly utility bills, and they'll give businesses like Sunrun the long-term certainty we need to not just continue to operate and provide home energy solutions, but also to potentially expand into new territories where we've not been able to yet.
How much money is Sunrun receiving?
So Sunrun does not receive, you know, anything directly from the Inflation Reduction Act. Basically, Sunrun provides solar and energy storage as a service to our customers. We have more than 720,000 customers across the country. We operate in 23 states. The longstanding federal incentive to help American families install solar and storage has been the investment tax credit. That has typically been at 30%. So if you're a homeowner and you install solar on your house, you can claim a tax credit equal to 30% of your system's value. So just to provide a really material example, if you install a solar or a solar and home battery system, say it costs $30,000, you are eligible for a tax credit approximately $10,000, which is obviously really significant and is largely the reason why we've had so many folks, including, I believe, 2 million alone in California, install home solar.
And what have been the obstacles to the areas where you have not been able to expand? Is it just incentives? Or are there other things in the way?
Yeah, so solar has really taken off in the United States over the last decade because it saves people money. And in some places, the cost of electricity is higher, certainly in the San Francisco Bay Area and PG&E territory, than it is in a place like Georgia, for example. In those markets, still much of the country today, solar has a harder time being cost competitive with what folks are paying for their normal price of electricity from their local utility. And what this will do will make solar even more cost competitive in new markets that hasn't seen a ton of home solar take off yet.
Wow, great perspective. Thank you so much. Stephen Lassiter, Policy Director at Sunrun, a Bay Area solar energy service provider.